I've just mentioned entertainment. I've talked about the Tivoli Theatre, and I've talked about the new theatre, pantomimes and things. But of course, the cinemas, though, the cinema. Now, the cinemas were really something in Hull. There wasn't a lot to do in Hull at night. The idea of having a night out in Hull, as they do today, would have been laughable then. A night out that you would have in those days, for me at any rate, and my lot, if you like, my friends, and probably a lot others besides, you get a bus into town, find out what's on at the pitches. First of all, you get the Hull Daily Mail. In the middle of the Hull Daily Mail, down both sides of the paper, it was a much bigger paper in those days, and then down both sides of the centre spread would be the list of all the cinemas in Hull, and there were a lot. There'd probably be about, if I said 40, I may be wrong, but it was a lot. All over the city, north, south, well, you couldn't be south, could you? But it'd be north, west and east. We all had our favourites. People living in East Hull would have theirs, North Hull theirs, and we out west would have ours. The nearest one for me was the Priory Cinema, Springbank. That was a big favourite, because I used to go to the children's matinees there, and that was something worth going to. There was the Carlton, which is now a desolate ruin on Anlaby Road. I go past there when I go to watch Hull City, walk down there, and I look at that place and I think of the memories that I had in that place. And then further down, of course, at the bottom of near the art school where I, well, the art college where I went, there was the Tower, which is still there because it's a beautiful building, and the Regent, which is right opposite, which I believe had the first showing of one of the Beatles films, Hard Day's Night, I think. The queues are a mile long down the road. But those are our favourites, but the one that a lot of people thought was, well, I've got to mention another one or two. There was the Dorchester on George Street. That was a nice one. That backed onto the brewery. Hull Brewery, so it can be a bit sniffy sometimes. And then the Criterion, which was down at the bottom end of George Street, just beyond Carmichael's classy shop, that was another one. It had two beautiful lions, statue lions outside. That was a nice one. The only thing I didn't like about the Criterion Cinema was when you went upstairs, the upper circle was so sheer that when you sat down or stood up, you got vertigo because you were like looking straight down the side of a cliff. But I saw my first Charlie Chaplin in there and made a bit of an exhibition of myself by killing myself laughing. But the one that a lot of people made for was, of course, the Regal, which is now gone, long, long gone, which is right outside the station. And the reason is, and I'm getting back to these night out and the time, you had to get your timing right if you went to the cinema, because the city closed down at around 10 o'clock every night. In fact, probably it's fair to say that most nights, if you walk down any street in Hull at 10 o'clock at night in the early 50s, you wouldn't see many people about. It was deserted, it had gone, because the last bus had gone. So you had to plan what cinema you went to and the timing.